Right now, Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, funding is $285 million. For the past 4 years, it has gotten $1.3 billion from Congress. Yesterday, a House Interior and Environment Subcommittee voted to cut it to $60 million. Alliance for the Great Lakes President Joel Brommeier says they hope to rally the Great Lakes congressional delegation to stop this cut.
Today's sad news that the House is seeking to dramatically cut the GLRI and the Clean Water State Revolving Fund that goes to pay for sewage infrastructure is a stark reminder that we need to be vigilant over the funds that communities rely on to protect clean water.
Ducks Unlimited Policy Director Guido Torrey says this money has cleaned up a dozen hot spots and restored wetlands and wildlife areas.
It is producing tangible on-the-ground results all across the Great Lakes Basin. It's a truly get-or-done type of program that focuses on producing positive outcomes through unique partnerships and proper accounting and evaluation. It really is a model federal program.
Healing Our Waters Coalition campaign director Todd Ames says the cut took this coalition of five organizations by surprise.
We were going to discuss how the need is even more urgent as the impacts of climate change are taking an increasing toll on these lakes, but that was before this bill was proposed to eviscerate funding for Great Lakes restoration programs that are producing results for the environment and the economy.
The full House is expected to act on this in September. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.